also be aware of the limitations of external audits. So, you know, the idea that, yeah, they're good to have, but there are some things that make them less useful. And those things are, for example, number one, that they use sampling techniques, i.e. they don't test 100% of all transactions. Number two, it's subjective. There's a lot of judgments going on there when assessing whether the financial statements are true and fair. Number three, there are inherent limitations of internal control systems. They're liable to human error and they could be overridden. Number four, the evidence is persuasive and not conclusive. The opinion is based on the audit evidence that's been gathered. Number five, the format of the audit report, it just follows international standards on auditing, which is fine, except not really understood by non-accountants. And then finally, don't forget, it's all based on historic information. It more often than not takes place after the year end. So that can be quite different to how things are currently. So there's all these limitations to the external audit, and I think you should mention them. Well, obviously you mentioned them in the question on limitations of audit, but also obviously in a question that talks about the benefits and limitations of external audits. It's easy just to concentrate on the benefits, but think of those limitations too.